Good afternoon, sports fans. Scoops Djokovic here. I'm trying to keep quiet. Aloysius Astanafakis has started to take over. He's getting in everywhere. He knows everything I want. He seems to be listening always. Anyway, on to the program. Good afternoon, you fans of large yellow balls. Intrepid sports reporter Scoops Djokovic here. Actually creating this recap for you stormies on his very own noodle. Aloysius Astanafakis is receiving what they're calling a metadata purge, which, to be honest, sounds like what happens to me after too much Mexican food. On to last night's battle between these favorite lads in orange who faced off against what has got to be the most Canadian team in the Whispermull, the A's. For you new readers, this is not the A's of yesteryear. This is a team rebuilding, and based upon the left side of their infield, it is indeed a solid foundation from which to build. The Daniels were the home team last night, given the Hoses' first swings. And even though the moon was in its seventh phase and refracted light off Mars in retrograde, which seemed to cause the storm outfield some optical challenges, Bob and Doug's team were held off the sheet. As a brief aside, the A's in six out of the seven innings had nothing but Canadian goose eggs. The Orange men plated the max six in the first, with only nine batters going to the plate. Captain Underpants pitched a gem throughout the game. The bottom of two saw the pylons bank a yet another half dozen with the Big D and Stitch going back to back with Jacks. The third inning provided some historical entertainment. As mentioned above, with the moon reflecting, etc., etc., the sushi man, Greg Roll, returned, but not in its usual way. Sidebar, Greg Roll, definition, tasty sushi treat, or when the left fielder of the Storm catches the ball dramatically and then drops to the ground and rolls forward. Now, back to our game. The only difference this time was that the ball moused out of the glove, thereby creating a ball-less Greg Roll. However, the Great White Northers could not capitalize. Bottom three, the Storm were kept off the board themselves, but were still leading 12-0. Bottom of four saw the lesser-known boy band trio JDC score two for the home team. The fifth inning saw the Arctic Glacier of scoreless innings crack open and reveal a frozen fiver for the A's to get on the board. The Storm matched that fin, with a low light being the beam, forgetting how many outs there were, and getting the ball thrown behind him after rounding first. We cut away to this breaking story. This is the Lancer Report. After suffering through a dreadful drought, it seems the beam has sacrificed that goat to get back in action with going 3-for-5 with a home run. However, that goat may have lied about its promiscuity. Last night's game was an adventure for the beam, knocked down by a foul ball whilst catching, hit a grand slam for an out, and got called out rounding first, having the ball thrown behind him, as I just mentioned. I think we can all take a lesson from this, ladies and gentlemen. When sacrificing a goat to the baseball gods, always make sure it is a virgin. Which reminds me of my sixth honeymoon, but yet I digress. Now back to the game. The captain closed the door on those crazy Canucks in the sixth, while the Olmsted Orange crossed another Finskaroo across home. The seventh saw the defense step up and hold those pesky denim-wearing, Labatt's-drinking, bacon-eating foes to another goose egg. The game finished cleanly and quickly, somewhat like my fourth honeymoon. Some highlights include the Chevalier du Maurier going 3-for-4 with a triple, completing what he called the career cycle. Other than Dr. Seuss, the team hit well all night. The Bob, 4-for-5. The boy band JDC, all went 5-for-5. Captain Underpants, 4-for-5. Greg Roll, 4-for-5. The Beam, see above. And Mac Daddy, 4-for-4. This has been Stormwatch with Scoops Djokovic. Please send help. AI is taking over. Please help. Please help. What's that at the door?